ಯಶೋಧನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋಧನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gaur Hari Bar, Hari Bar, Hari Bar, Hari Bar. Nitai Gaur Hari Bar.
Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribhajakacharya Shtotra Satasri Shrimad Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Shila Prabhupada Ki Shila Prabhupada Nuga Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Nittai Guru Premanande. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shishi Guru and Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. We're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 18. Gurur nasasyat svajano nasasyat. Pita nasasya janani nasasya Daivam natasya napatischa sasya Namo chayet yah samupetta mrityum Gurur nasasya svajano nasasya Pita na sasya janani na sasya Daivam na tatsya na patischa sasya Namo chayet yah samupetya mrityum Gurur na sasya svajano na sasya Pita na sasya janani na sasya Daivam na tatsya na patischa sasya Namo chayet yah samupetya mrityum Gurur na sasya svajano na sasya Pita na sasya janani na sasya Daivam na tatsya na patischa sasya Namo chayet yah samupetya mrityum
Sasya,
Samupetya Mrityum. स्यात् स्वजनो न सस्यात्
Matajis. Guruho, a spiritual master, na, not, saha, he, syat, should become, swajanaha, a relative, na, not, saha, such a person, syat, should become, pita, a father, na, not saha he syat should become janani a mother na not sa she syat should become daivam the worshipable deity na not tat that syat should become Na, not, patihi, a husband, cha, also, saha, he, syat, should become, na, not, mochayet, can deliver, yaha, who, samupetamrityum, one who is on the path of repeated birth and death. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, one who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Purport, there are many spiritual masters, but Rishabhadeva advises that
One should not become a spiritual master if he is unable to save his disciple from the path of birth and death. Unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of repeated birth and death. Tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti mameti so Arjuna. One can stop birth and death only by returning home back to Godhead. However, who can go back to Godhead unless he understands the Supreme Lord in truth? Janmakarma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah. We have many instances in history illustrating Rishabhadeva's instructions. Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj due to his inability to save Bali Maharaj from the path of repeated birth and death. Shukracharya was not a pure devotee. He was more or less inclined to fruitive activity, and he objected when Bali Maharaj promised to give everything to Lord Vishnu. Actually, one is supposed to give everything to the Lord because everything belongs to the Lord. Consequently, the Supreme Lord advises in Bhagavad Gita 9.27, Yat karoshi yat ashnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. This is bhakti. Unless one is devoted, he cannot give everything to the Supreme Lord. Unless one can do so, he cannot become a spiritual master, husband, father, or mother. Similarly, the wives of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices give up their relatives just to satisfy Krishna. This is an example of a wife rejecting a husband who cannot deliver her from the impending dangers of birth and death. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father, and Bharata Maharaj rejected his mother, Janani Nasa Syat. The word Daivam indicates a demigod, or one who accepts worship from a dependent. Ordinarily, the spiritual master, husband, father, mother, or superior relative accepts worship from an inferior relative. But here Rishabhadeva forbids this. First, the father, spiritual master, or husband must be able to release the dependent from repeated birth and death. If he cannot do this, he plunges himself into the ocean of reproachment for his unlawful activities. Everyone should be very responsible and take charge of his dependents, just as a spiritual master takes charge of his disciple, or a father takes charge of his son. All these responsibilities cannot be discharged honestly unless one can save the dependent from repeated birth and death. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Patam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna. I've been charged with the responsibility to sum up the leadership sessions and also to give the final cap on the Bhagavatam on this very wonderful day, the last day of the ILS. I may not necessarily be the most qualified person to do that. I have many seniors, elders, my gurus all present here. So I seek their blessings so that I may be able to be a nice medium to transfer the wonderful realizations and the purports of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Interesting shloka that I've been given, where there's a warning being given: do not occupy any of these positions. Don't become a spiritual master. Don't become a father. Don't become a husband. Don't become a mother or a worshipful demigod. If you cannot take your dependents back home, back to Godhead, direct them back to Godhead. This is a real leadership sutra from the Bhagavad. Here, very clearly it's mentioned that unless you're a devotee, you cannot be a leader. We can't say this outside in the secular world. But that's what's the real meaning here. Take somebody back home, back to God. It is the real meaning of leadership. Leading means taking somebody from a start point of some point and taking them to another destination. Point A, point B. Destination B from A. Leading everybody from here to there. But leadership is a hot topic. Everybody is talking about leadership. And in the world outside, everybody is leading people to material success, sense gratification, wealth, power, name, fame. This is what leadership is all about in the world outside. But we know from the pages of the Bhagavatam that these are all temporary. And they're not really going to sustain you. So Bhagavatam is saying, really leadership means opening up a person to the possibility of him being reinstated in his original position, back to Godhead. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tavapada pankajas titadhuli sadrisham vichintaya. This is the destination. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum. People don't know that this is the destination. This is the end. Going back to Godhead. So in other words, Prabhupada crafted this society to actually do no small job. Do no small accomplishment. Like leading a country or going up to the moon and putting your flag there, or any of these things. His whole vision was to take everybody back to Godhead. A very, very lofty vision. We must just understand what leadership in ISKCON means. Guiding everybody back to a supreme destination, past everything else that everybody has achieved in the past, in the history of the world. Going back to Godhead, that's what this movement offers. Back in India, in South India, we have many places where people tell you can go to the US and study, you can go to UK and study, you can go to, you know, Europe and study. Here it is, I'll give you a visa, I'll teach you how to do that. We'll take you to another place. Education. But here Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has set up an amazing educational institution You get inside there. You don't need visa fee. You don't need any fee. Entry is free. Entry is free. And on the outside, on the exit portion of it, you go back to Godhead. This is his mission. And he keeps repeatedly saying that. If you chant Hare Krishna, if you observe the regulative principles, if you listen to these instructions given, then you go back to Godhead. That is his guarantee. So this is a very lofty mission. And leaders, it's mentioned here, should be devotees. And devotees should become leaders. The world needs these type of leaders. So the point is that everybody in ISKCON has got a great opportunity to lead anybody and everybody else who is there in their domain and bring them in touch with this great society, this great educational institution. And not only that, even if you're a dud, you don't know anything, you don't have money, you're not wealthy, you don't have any type of possessions, you can walk into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness with a little faith, adho shraddha, and you can become most fortunate. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti de. Even intelligence is given to you. We don't test your IQ when you come in. You don't check your certificates when we come in. In India back there, even for small kids who get into the kindergarten, they've got an IQ test. And they're shivering, the mother is trembling, the parents are trembling, I hope he makes it. And the child has to go through all sorts of tests, psychological tests. And then the person says that, I think your son has got a little attention disorder. We don't want to take him. We want to take students who've got very good IQ. Because the success of our institution depends on your IQ. We don't teach anything much. So we want to make sure we get the guys with the best IQ, and then we can publish that 100% passes, placements like this, etc. And we get name and fame based on your IQ. But in ISKCON, you can walk through, you can be the biggest dud who doesn't know anything, and you can come out on the other side, most intelligent, go back to Godhead. This is the education institution of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. What a great offer to the whole world. Making you intelligent. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. So this institution delivers people back to Godhead. We can see that happening every day. People are leaving their bodies surrounded by devotees chanting Hare Krishna, and they themselves chant Hare Krishna and leave their body. What a glorious institution. Doing the highest welfare and to humanity. This is Prabhupada's institution. So being leaders in that institution is a great prestigious position. Not everybody is getting that opportunity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the great acharyas down the line are waiting for you to lead people into chanting the holy name, to lead people into reading Srila Prabhupada's books, to lead people into the association of devotees and make them very fortunate. When people tell me that I am a preacher, I am preaching, I tell them, no, I am in the business of making people fortunate. That's our business. We give people the greatest fortune. When Prabhupada's disciple once asked Prabhupada, how is it, Srila Prabhupada, that just a year back I was in the gutter, completely drugged, drunk, I didn't know anything. What a life I was leading. And look at the transformation in me now. Just can't believe it. I come up for Mangalarti, I chant Hare Krishna, I eat only prasadam, I associate with devotees, I distribute books, I read Shastra. Amazing transformation. He was himself thinking about it. How is this possible? And he went up to Prabhupada and said, how? Prabhupada looked at him with eyes wet and told him, I brought you good fortune. It's me who brought you good fortune. So we become fortunate by association with Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his institution and his followers. So to be leading in that institution is a great privilege. Therefore we should take these instructions very seriously. These are not labels, they are not titles. To become a guru, To become a father, to become a mother, they're just not ordinary titles. Maybe somebody would have wanted to read this shloka, GBC Nasasyat, TP Nasasyat, Zonal Secretary Nasasyat, Sankirtan Leader Nasasyat. Titles are not what we should be after. We should simply be interested in actually deriving and getting those qualifications simply by an attitude of service. Sincerely serving Krishna, and then the title automatically come and sit on you. We don't try to fit inside the title and then fill up that title. That's the material world. You see? Prashada sikarasto pi kakah kin garuda ayate. The crow sits on the Garuda Samba and also caws. It doesn't become Garuda because it sits on the Garuda Samba and makes a sound. To be Garuda takes something else. It takes years of devotional service, yugas of devotional service, purification, and then gradually you render that particular service if chosen by the Lord. See? So, although there are positions, these positions, if occupied, bear with them a very solid responsibility. The question is of responsibility and authority. Somebody who is simply after some authority so that he can have control. That's what happens in the material world. But responsibility and authority go hand in hand. You get authority because you're a responsible person and you will responsibly render your duties in that position of control. Control is given to you. You need it so that you can control somebody from his diversions, give him good instructions and lead him back to Godhead. Control those persons who actually affect society wrongly, detrimentally. If you need control, you need power. But you have to use it carefully, responsibly. Therefore, trying to have authority without responsibility is what is a modern trend. Trying to do certain things, occupy certain positions, but don't render the job description that comes out of it. So Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, by his example, has taught us how to be very responsible in rendering our duties. Everybody is naturally a leader. First of all, we have to lead ourselves. Deeply inside, we should be leaders of ourselves, controlling the mind, performing our sadhana very scrutinizingly, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, taking these instructions and following these instructions. They are not ordinary instructions. These are great life sutras. We should not just be giving lip service to them. We should actually be performing according to these instructions. You see, in the great, there's a history in India of the great king Vikramaditya. Vikramaditya was a very great king in history, you can see. And all of a sudden, in his palace, as he was sitting down with his ministers and his subjects and discussing something, a huge Rakshasa, man-eating Rakshasa, turned up there, dripping with blood, holding skulls in his neck and in his hands, and huge deadly weapons. And he said, "My dear king, I've come here with a particular request from you, since you're a king." And he threw a bunch of skulls that went and hit the base of his asana. "I want you to tell me how to choose a good skull. And if you didn't, I'll come and ravage this whole place. You'll have heaps of skulls to contend with." He just walked off. And Vikramaditya was puzzled, known to be a very wise king. "What shall I do? What should I do?" And all the ministers were stunned, the subjects were all stunned. "What's going on? Rakshasa disappeared. I'll come back tomorrow." And then one of the ministers said, "Don't worry, my dear king, I think I know how to do this. You know how to do this? Tell me what is it. I'll think about it and tell you tomorrow. But tomorrow the Rakshasa is coming. I don't want to hear tomorrow. I want to hear it now. No, King, you take rest. I can assure you, you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry. And he was one of the smart ministers. So the king passed a sleepless night, wondering, oh my gosh, I have to put all my faith in this minister of mine, but then something tells me that I can put my faith in him. He passed a sleepless night. In the morning he came to the palace, to the hall, and then all the ministers assembled, and lo and behold, the Rakshasa appeared there. He said, have you got my answer? And the king just looked at the ministers, and that minister rose up and said, he told the Rakshasa, that skull through which the years of that skull through which you can pass your rod through and it comes out through the other ears as a useless skull, you can do that away. If you pass a stick through this, it comes out through this, you can throw that skull away. And that skull that you can drive a stick through the ears and into the mouth and out, that's about second level. Okay, if you want, you could take that. But that skull, my dear king and Rakshasa, you can drive through the ears, down the throat, into the heart. That is the best of the skulls. You should choose that, O Rakshasa. The Rakshasa just bent down, took his skulls and just left. He didn't do anything. And the king said, what's the meaning of that? What did you tell him? What language did you use? How did you send the Rakshasa away? And then the minister said, my dear king, you give instructions. And those instructions, if they are followed through the ears and let out through the other ear, then that's a useless person. You know, in North India, if you know Hindi, there's a joke that Bhakti Vinod Prabhu says that ISKCON means ISKCON se sunkar ISKCON se bahar nikal. That's a joke. The instructions given by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in his books, the Bhagavatam's instructions, they're not meant for us to hear and then it's okay and then walk off dusting your backside. We are supposed to internalize it. And the second one, he said, that instruction that goes through the ears and comes out through the mouth, just as lip service. I read a lot of things, I get to know a lot of things so that I can blah blah speak a lot. Vedavada rataha partha na anyat astiti vadinaha. They know the scriptures fully, they know the Vedas fully, they can chant to glory till your face turns black and blue. But nothing goes inside. At the end of it, they are back to normal. Just a conditioned soul. That's okay, because at least you paid respect to the scriptures. At least you speak it a little bit. But we are supposed to do more than that. When those instructions actually go through your ears, they reach your heart. Hridaya granthi is broken. The knot in the heart. Attachment is dissolved. And Krishna bhakti is embedded inside. And then you render devotional service to Krishna out of the great feeling of love. That is the right way to take instruction. That's the right way to hear Bhagavat. That is the right way to hear the instructions of the founder Acharya. Internalize them. Think about them. Experience them. Uttamas chintitim kuriyat proktakari tu madhyamaha adhamo ashraddhaya kuriyat akarto uccharitam pituhu. In the Bhagavatam it's mentioned, uttamas chintitim kuriyat, that disciple, that person, that son who listens to the instructions of the father and knows it even before he talks about it. Uttamas chintitam kuriyat. Thinking about it, my father wants this, my guru wants this, Prabhupada would have wanted this, and he does it without being told. He's the topmost. Proktakari tu madhyamaha. That person who is doing after he is told is second level. Adhamo ashraddhaya kuryat. The lowest is that person who without interest, oh gosh, he is asking me to do this book distribution now. God and the hot sun. I joined the Hare Krishna movement. What to do? I got to do this. You go and do it. Ashraddhata. Without any interest, without any faith. Then don't talk about the person who fails to do it. Akarto ucharitam pitu, he is stool. Don't even talk about him who refuses to do anything. These are the instructions of the Bhagavad. So these are books that give us these instructions. We should read them. We should practice them. We should associate with devotees and hear from them. We should watch them performing. This is instruction of Krishna. Iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyattaram maya vimrishye tatya seshena yate ichasi tatakuru. Krishna told Arjuna in the end, you asked me questions, I've given you answers. Jnan guhyat guhyattaram maya, secret of secrets I've told you. Vimrishye tatya seshena, now deliberate on that. Look at it from different angles. Understand it nicely. Then yate ichasi tata kuru, you must do, you must perform. That's what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do. He wants us to perform. So we are supposed to perform, and then we will be able to ask others to perform. This is very important. See, and while we are in those positions, there are great dangers. It's not an easy thing to be a leader in ISKCON, you see. There is a little dialogue between Satan and a demon who are going hand in hand, watching religious people and people who have faith progressing in their love for God. So Satan is moving ahead and this demon is moving behind him. And Satan is watching, and both of them are discussing that one person is slowly realizing the truth. Krishna is the supreme absolute truth. He's realizing. Janmadhyasayataha. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So the demon is nudging Satan and saying, come on, do something about it. The guy is progressing in his Krishna consciousness. Do something about it. And then Satan is just not doing anything about it. Kali, you can call. You can say Maya. He's not doing anything about it. And then after some time, that person actually becomes self-realized. He comes to know the truth. Krishna is everything. And then the demon can't stand it anymore. He says, what are you doing? You're watching him understanding the truth fully. With a cunning smile, Satan looked at him and said, I'm waiting for him to organize the truth. Set up an organization. That's when I can really attack him and everybody else who follows together. So preaching the absolute truth, pure bhakti, is not an easy thing. We are all charged with the responsibility of giving pure devotional service. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared for teaching us the essence, the real distilled essence. Prema pumarto mahan, love of God, love of Krishna, Krishna prema. You see, and at the same time, while he was doing that, he did not mince any words when the conduct to some of his devotees were not up to the mark. Materially, in material life. In the deliverance of Gopinath Patanayak, you can see brilliant analysis of what leadership should do and how we should accept faults and what we should look at. Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord is the leader of his devotees. We should follow what Lord Chaitanya did in spirit. Here, Gopinath Patanayak, he is one of the sons of Bhavananda Rai, who is Pandu himself. Ramananda Rai is Arjuna, you know, and all of them are the Pandavas. And Vaninath Rai, Gopinath Patanayak, Ramananda Rai, all sons of Bhavananda. They are all the five Pandavas. And in this very special leela with Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya discussed wonderful mellows of, you know, Madhurya Rasa with him. But Gopinath Patanayak, he was a collector for the government under Pratap Rudra. and he was collecting money and remitting it into the treasury. And once he didn't remit the whole amount, he used some of it for himself. And therefore, the Badajana, the eldest brother, the prince, he was charged with the responsibility of having extracting the money from the collectors. And he found out that Gopinath Patanayak has not remitted the money. So therefore he told him to remit it. So Gopinath Patanayak said, "So I'm going to remit it, but if you want it immediately, why don't you take some horses that I have, very good breed, thoroughbreeds, horses I have. You can take them for a price and the balance I will pay." So he got special permission from the king because he was very close to the king. As the king said, "Okay, you can sort it out," and he told the Badajana, the prince, to sort it out. But the prince had a little something going with Gopinath Patanayak, because Gopinath Patanayak was very close to his father, and his father didn't think much about him as a prince. And so when he brought the horses, he priced them lower than their real worth. I said, "This is what I can take it for." Then Gopinath Patanayak said, "Obviously my horses, everybody in the kingdom knows, are the best. I collect them and I take the best of horses from different places. They cost much more than what you are saying." And he said, "No." And this Badajana had a funny, you know, nervous twitch or something, that he would talk to you and he would look here and there and shake his neck like this and look at the sky. A little strange. It's a defect, physical defect he had. And Gopinath Patanayak, he got fuming and raging that my horses cost much more than what you're pricing it at. So when he repeatedly kept saying this and he didn't listen, then he told him a slant comment. "At least my horses don't look like this and this. Look at the sky. They are pure breed." He just made this comment. Sometimes we do these things when we meet with people and we make pass a strong critic. "You know, you're a materialist. Who are you? Made this very big mistake." And that Badajana, "You're making a comment about my physical deformity, my congenital deformity. You're making fun of me. You know who I am? I am the prince." So he went and misrepresented Gopinath Patanayak to the king and spoke all sorts of things to him. And the king said, "You do anything you require, I mean, to get extract the money. I'm going to put him on the changa." He said, "Okay, do what you want." King was very busy. So he put him on the changa. He got him arrested. Got Gopinath Patanayak arrested, used his authority, put him on the changa. The changa is a platform, raised platform, and swords can go through it. Something like impaling you. You know, as you lower the changa, the swords just go through you and you're tied up. You can't do anything about it. All you can do is to scream. And you lower him slowly, 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 slowly. So he has been raised on the changa and he's going to go into the swords. And the news went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody ran to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Gopinath Patanayak is on the changa. He's son of Bhavananda Rai. Bhavananda Rai is very dear to you and all of his sons are very dear to you. Do something about it." So Lord Chaitanya was very cool. "Why is he on the changa?" He asked, "Why is he on the changa? There must be something he has done. Why would that king want to punish him? What did he do?" Then they told him this whole story. That's what he did. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "What can a sannyasi like me do? What have I got to do with all this government, politicians and everybody? I can't do anything about it." Swarup Damodar Goswami fell at his feet. "Do something." Because they knew this Badajana is behind Gopinath Patanayak. He's going to finish him. "Please do something." Then he said, "You people are disturbing me too much. You want me, you're ordering me to go and beg the king, spread my cloth and ask him for money. How much money will you give a sannyasi? Just give a little dakshina, bakshish. The amount of money you have to get paid for releasing Gopinath Patanayak is huge. Why would the king give the sannyasi that money? And you're asking me to go and beg for releasing him. And he took the money and spent it on dancing girls and everything. And I should go and get this money for him and get him released." Very sharp words he used. "I'm leaving this place. I'm going to Alarnath. All of you are troubling me. You're asking me to do things which a sannyasi should not do." Talk about ISKCON and what all sannyasis need to do. This is one aspect of Lord Chaitanya you must not follow. maybe. But he said that you shouldn't ask me to do this. Became very agitated. Then they all came again to him and said, please do something. Only you can do something. The Lord Chaitanya said, if at all there's anybody who can do something, it's Lord Jagannath. Go and pray to Jagannath. If he wants, he can do anything. At that moment when he sat there and the devotees meditated on Jagannath, they tried to go to the sanctum of Jagannath. By the time one of the assistants of the king came to know about this, his name was Harichandan. Harichandan is that person during Rath Yatra who got slapped by Shiva's Thakur. And Pratap Rudra told him, good, you got mercy. Don't do anything. Relax. I wish I had that mercy. Harichandan heard about it, went to Pratap Rudra and said, do you know Gopinath Patnaik has been put on the changa? And he's going to die? Your son is doing this? Just for some money? I don't know about that. I don't want Gopinath Patnaik's life. I just want the money back. It's the government's money. You should give the money back. You go and release Gopinath Patnaik immediately. Take him off the changa. I don't want Lord Chaitanya to think anything like this about me. And tell him I excuse him for all that he has done. And I can pay the money. Harichandan went back. Told the Badajana. This is what the king has mentioned. Got him off the changa. By that time, the Badajana had already arrested Vaninath Rai and his family members, Bhavananda Rai, and everybody arrested. So this was mentioned to Lord Chaitanya. Vaninath Rai is arrested. So Lord Chaitanya says, I want to know what Vaninath Rai was doing there while he was arrested in front of the changa. And Vaninath Rai gave a report saying that I was simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the Lord became very pleased. When Gopinath Patnaik came off the changa, he went and met the king, and the king said, all your money, I'll pay it, don't worry. And I give you a promotion in your job. You get double the salary. And here is a special silk cloth offering to you. I recognize you, a very special person. Go now and meet Lord Chaitanya and tell him. I don't want him to think anything about me. So he went to Lord Chaitanya. And then when he appeared in front of Lord Chaitanya asked him, what did you do on the changa? What were you doing on the changa? When you were getting ready to get impaled, what were you doing? And I said, my dear Lord, it's all your mercy. I was simply meditating on your lotus feet and chanting the holy names. You see, leaders get into difficult situations. Maybe something came out of your mouth in anger. Somebody else will multiply that, quadruple it, and then take revenge on you. Like they get hurt. And then you get in a very awkward situation. Sometimes we do that. But if we always remain Krishna conscious, if we continuously remember, you see, kadachit, what is that? Kadachit smarane duskaram sukaram bhavet vismarite vipiritam va sri chaitanyam namamitam. A beautiful shloka in the Bhagavatam said, if you can somehow or the other think of Lord Chaitanya and his lotus feet, duskaram sukaram bhavet. Everything that is horribly pursuing you as karma, as a result of your actions and difficult situation, they'll turn into wonderful situations. But if you did not, vismarite vipiritam va, then even your good things will turn out to be bad. If you didn't do that, remembrance of the Lord. In Lord, in Prabhupada's life, you can see all the time Prabhupada was consistently on the platform of Krishna consciousness. Everything else was superficially happening around. But he was solidly situated in remembrance and in love of Krishna. The worst things could happen. And Srila Prabhupada was able to stand up to it. Krishna has a plan. You see. So, as leaders, we get to do so many different things. And we should be knowing that we are under the radar of Maya and Kali. You are that leader who is going to take people out of this world and send them back to Godhead. You're working for Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's organization. You're a dangerous guy for me. I'm going to attack you. And definitely, ISKCON leaders who are proponents of pure bhakti are going to be attacked more and more in their leadership positions. But we should remember what Gopinath Patanayak did and how he got material benefit and spiritual benefit. This was the external leela of Lord Chaitanya. He knew Gopinath Patanayak. He knew how he will survive the changa by thinking of him. And he wanted to just show the world. So in the same way, Prabhupada asks us to be sticking to the regulations. Be exemplary. And do those things that he has instructed us to do. And there is no doubt that every difficult situation that comes, whether we are father, mother, husband, guru, GBC, sannyasi, I'm not saying demigod here. Maybe there are some demigods sitting in disguise, I don't know, my obeisances to them. But in real life, at any one of these, you will be able to tide over them. You see? Machitta sarvadurgani matprasada tarishasi atachetva mahankara nasroshasi vinankshasi. If you did not listen to my instructions and be conscious of me, then you'll be overcome by a deluge of those things. So, it's a great challenge. And that's leadership in ISKCON. But Srila Prabhupada asked us to do it. He showed us by his life example how to perform it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us how to perform it. And in this way, we should take these lessons very seriously to heart and dive into it and perform it. We need everybody to be taking leadership positions. We have a huge mandate of sending the whole world back to Godhead. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Since it's 1 minute past nine and since there's not time for questions, I'll take just one question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much for such an enlightening class. What lesson a sadhaka should learn from the changa instant?
What lesson?
A sadhaka should learn from the changa instant. What the Mahaprabhu's view?
Several things there. One thing is don't play around with ISKCON's assets. Lord Chaitanya told that you cannot touch the government's assets. The government's assets are more hot than a Brahmana's assets. He said that, tell him to give the money back. He has done wrong. Let him give the money back. So ISKCON, you become an ISKCON leader, you have assets. You have the subtle asset, intangible asset of being a sadhu with a, you know, tilak and a saffron dress and people bow down to you and worship you. And then you have access to money. People give you donations. They give you properties. They give you so many things in the name of ISKCON. Don't think they are yours. Right? And don't utilize them. Don't utilize them. You are simply a custodian of the name, the fame, the title, the asset, the gross, tangible and the intangible assets are all belonging to Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You've simply become an instrument. You know about that donkey which had the, you know, donkey carrying the DD, and from one village to the other, those villages were going and the donkey was carrying the DD and everybody was paying obeisances to the DD. He was taking it for sale. And then that donkey thought, my gosh, why is everybody paying obeisances to me, man? This is a great situation. So from village to village, as the donkey went with the DDs and two of them holding, that then as soon as the DD got sold out somewhere and then the donkey came back, he said, why are people not paying obeisances to me now? It was a DD on top, people watching, not your donkey. So we are getting our name, getting our position, getting our respect because of belonging to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. Don't be a donkey. Don't expect it. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada ki.